Wake up with Nikki and Tamello in the morning.
97.3 Coast FM.
The Army's in the Midwest now in the cleanup for Cyclone Seroja.
Yeah.
Obviously, Kalbarri and Northampton, worst hit. Places, like I know, I don't know if you're familiar, but just Dongara on the way into Geraldton, the trees on their sides. So obviously a bit of wind goes through that part of town, but a whole different story.
Yeah, awful stuff. And reports of how much asbestos is in the area. It's holding up.
Yeah.
Around 35%, I think they were saying, of the homes have asbestos. So you've got to just sit and wait. You can't do anything. You can't touch anything. Get out of the way. You know, all the fibres would just be
in the air. Well, you know, I think about it. My uncle's place in Geraldton is asbestos. There's so many old school places that are still like that.
Well, basically anything that was built from the 80s prior
will have some in
it. Is asbestos.
Well, whether it's got some in the roof, but some the roof entire things have been built out of it.
Yeah, I mean, there's beach shacks around our area that are just fully asbestos. It's crazy.
And look, most of Geraldton lost power as well. That's how far south it sort of came. And I mean, there was talk of it sort of getting into the wheat belt and stuff. But they apparently started restoring power yesterday afternoon. So that's to Geraldton. That's a long trot.
Oh, yeah. Anything in your fridge and freezer, there'd be nothing. Well, you have no food.
And
everything's,
Broome ran out. Like all the shops, getting stock into, the shopping centres in Broome have run out. So hopefully today is apparently when they'll get more in. But a storm damage area, 700 k's long, 150 k's wide. A lot of power poles down. So a lot of time to sort that out. But already, and this is, again, the kind of thing that you see out of this, $2.8 million raised last time I checked to help via the Lord Mayor's Relief Fund.
Good.
And you can find out more at appealswa.org.au.
It's been a rough trot, hasn't it? I mean, a few months ago we had the fires up around the Swan Valley.
Yep.
And now there's a cyclone up north. Goodness me.
And which,
the Lord Mayor's Relief Fund is getting pumped.
Getting hammered. I know. And we thought last year was a strange old year with natural disasters. And, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway. Now, far be it from me to pretend I'm above stealing someone else's good idea. I thought to try and lift the mood now since we're heading to a Thursday. Mm. I noticed news.com.au asking for the ranking of the best items in a box of Cadbury favourites. So let me run you through them. Dairy Milk, Caramello, Dream, Old Gold, Flake, Crunchy, Picnic, Boost, Moro, Cherry Ripe or Turkish Delight. But I thought, that's all well and good. Let's flip it. I think the better angle for us to work on today is what is the least favourite?
Well, for me, probably a Picnic. I've never been a Picnic
fan.
Really?
The nut one? I would have thought that was the safest of all of them.
Oh, no. No.
Goodness. Well, we're going to have to disagree. I mean, mine's the Moro because that's the knockoff Mars bar.
Yeah.
Really? And that's all.
Mm.
Anyway, I think we should ask that of everyone. We'll even see what Malcolm Blight reckons is his least favourite.
All right.
That's the plan
It is a controversial one, calling them all favourites.
Well, that's my point.
Because, I mean, I would probably never buy any of them separately.
Well, there you go. Now, when you launch a new Navy vessel, what do you expect to see, Nikki?
Look, I couldn't tell you.
Well, I would imagine.
Never thought about it.
Officers in dress uniform for a start.
Okay, fair
maybe
enough.
Politicians in a suit, a brass band generally.
Okay.
Subdued speeches and a bottle of champagne cracked over the bow. All these things I would imagine. Well, there have been mixed reviews at the launch of the new Australian warship HMAS Supply, which had all of the stuff you would expect.
Supply, what a boring name.
It is, isn't it? It's dependable though, that's what you want. And more, like this dance routine featuring some great dancers in shorty shorts and berets.
Hello, sailor.
Tweaking to
twerking?
Oh no, twerking and tweaking.
Tweaking?
Have a little look. Like it's shorty shorts, it's berets,
hello, it's a cheerleading routine, I would say, describe it.
It really is.
Crossed with a bit of hip-hop and Cardi B.
Probably not the kind of thing you would imagine at an official function.
There's a lot of thrusting.
But every time they cut to the audience, there was just like a, well, that's interesting. You mentioned the Queen would be at something like that. And there they are. I don't know. What was Chris Lilly's character from Summer Heights High? The theatre arts teacher.
Mr. G.
Mr. G. It's good to see he's still getting work.
She's a naughty girl with a bad habit
for drugs. That routine has got his fingerprints all over it.
It does. He was behind it, I reckon.
I think so. Out of a box of favourites, Jaden, you know what I'm talking about. Which one's your least favourite?
um, I'd have to say Picnic, I reckon.
Picnic, see?
Now the second one, I don't understand. They're just dry. With your nut hate.
They're dry and chewy, takes so long to eat, takes away the enjoyment of the chocolate.
Picnic, I find that very surprising. All right, okay.
Not to mention allergies.
Yeah, well, allergies. There is that. Yeah, I understand that. Yep. See, I'm all about the Morrow. Like, it's the fake Mars bar, and that's that.
Well, he's going to have a kick, all right. They'll complain. It's a big kick. It's a big kick.
The Coast Scoreboard with Malcolm Blight.
He is the father of football, and he joins us this morning, Malcolm Blight.
Good morning, father.
Yes, but, Nikki, Jamila, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Beautiful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Now, look, we've been asking a very serious question before we get into talking about the ball. Of all of the favourites in the Chalky Selection Cadbury favourites, do you have a pick for which one is your least favourite?
Oh, least. Gee, I love them all. I seriously love them all. But what? I'm just finding now that the boost is a bit chewy as you get older. It's not a good look either. Chewy stuff as you get a bit older just gets a bit hard to do.
I agree with you. I've found that as well.
I'm constantly telling you, pop your teeth back in.
Yeah, that's why I can't. They're stuck to the Morrow, which is now on the floor. Anyway.
Yeah, actually, I'm probably Turkish Delight. I love it.
Yes, I love Turkish Delight too.
Controversial, the Turkish Delight.
It is.
Thank you. That's going
all right. Now we've covered the important stuff. into the footy tonight, we've got Saints and Richmond. I mean, I know who I would pick, but what are you going to do?
I am going to put with Daniel Rioli and Camden McIntosh coming back in, two premiership players for Richmond. I think the Tigers will win. Mm. Isn't it funny, Damien Hardwick, their coach, said after they lost last week, well, you can't win the premiership in April. That's what all losing coaches say in April when you start losing games.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Well, I used to say that sort of stuff once, you know.
Well, yeah.
It's really intelligent stuff when you think about it.
You've got to have something to say when things don't go your way.
You need a line.
Yeah.
Now, tomorrow it's the finals replay, West Coast v Collingwood, and it's our first contest with them since Eddie stepped down. I don't know if that's going to play into it or not, but we always like to cross to sort of see Eddie's reactions to how the score's looking. So it'll be interesting to not have that. Should be an easy one for the Eagles, right?
I'm not quite sure where Collingwood are. Well, I know where they're at, but I've told you I'm not going to pick against the Eagles at home again. Mm-hmm. I did it once.
Yep.
I was foolishly, in the last 12 years, I've done it once. I'm not doing it again. They're a good team. Okay, didn't quite work out last week.
No.
But they're still sitting in sixth spot, and I think they will account for Collingwood, who will be absolutely desperate, desperate days for them.
Mm. Up to stadium, we'll have to see. The Prime Minister going to see the game as well.
Is he?
I hear. Well, he's in town, so.
You've got all the inside goss, haven't you?
I do. He called me up. He said, Nicky, I'm going to the stadium.
Well, actually, he rang me and said, could you just mention I'm in Perth today? So we both got the call.
We did. You just missed out. You didn't get your number, obviously.
Clearly not. Is he going to abseil off the Matagorrot Bridge like everyone else seems to want to do?
Maybe.
That's what I want to know.
Maybe.
That'd be a PR shot right there.
I'll let you know when he calls me later.
All right.
So Frio taking on Adelaide as well on Sunday. What are your thoughts?
Look, Frio, I'd sort of like them. They're a good young team, but I just think Adelaide, also a young team, are on a bit of a roll. There's a fair bit of confidence around them at the moment. Nat Fyfe coming back in last week certainly helps Frio. But, look, I'm going for Adelaide, but not with a whole lot of confidence. I think it should be a really good game.
All right. Boost.
There you go.
Richmond, West Coast. I'm just combining all of the things together. and Adelaide at this stage. All right, we shall watch and see. Thank you as always, sir. Till next week.
Yeah, don't forget, though, the Turkish Delight.
Yeah.
We'll save them for you.
Good call.
See you guys.
Nikki and Zamello's three things you need to know.
So Coast Factor's grand final is happening on the weekend.
Woo!
Saturday. One of our amazing young singers scores $1,000 to spend at Mandurah Forum. There's also cash prizes for the runners-up. And a recording and development package with Chop Street Music. And you can watch all of it unfold. We're going to be at the Kualini Arts Centre in Kuinainae.
Kunene.
As I believe it is pronounced. and they'll be streaming it on their Facebook page. So that's where you can check it out from 10 o'clock on Saturday morning.
Yep.
Now, there is a petition currently active on change.org to see more funding to look after our dolphin population. They're actually calling for a permanent locally based wildlife officer to reduce response times.
Yeah, we chatted about this yesterday with the dolphin. It was Dolphin Day yesterday.
Is that right?
Yes.
There you go. Well, if you want to get on board, check change.org, and if you search Mandurah, you'll find the petition. You can sign it and get behind it.
Good.
Because it's a long wait if people are coming from Perth. Sometimes they're saying up to a day.
Yeah.
You know, for help, which is too long.
Yeah.
And WA Mum's Cottage is a great organisation. They're bringing the Mandurah Ukulele Festival to town.
Hey.
This weekend. The foreshore from town to the marina will be alive with the sound of music.
It's all a part of the Flare It Up weekend.
That's right. You can get details about that at our website, coastlive.com.au. Alan from South Yandurah.
Morning, Alan. Mate.
Hey, how you doing?
Very well. Now, important question before we get into it.
Oh, yes.
Out of a box of favourites, what's your least favourite chockey?
What's the not-so-favourite?
Oh, that one with the red stuff in it.
The red stuff?
Mean Turkish Delight or Cherry Ripe?
That's the one, yeah. Yeah, that's the least favourite.
Turkish Delight. Ah, a few people going for that one.
Interesting.
Okay. Boost, two for Picnic, Morrow for me, and now three for Turkish Delight. It is like it's a polariser, the Turkish Delight.
You either love it or you hate it.
You do. Fair enough.
All right.
It's like marzipan, you know.
I hear what you're saying. Not everyone likes it. Brett Dunn says he reckons he feels cheated if he gets left with a Turkish Delight.
Does he?
He does.
Wow.
So we know what to get in for Christmas.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, it was Grilled Cheese Day earlier this week.
It was, and there's not much you can't love about grilled cheese.
Yeah, I mean, grilling and cheese together.
Yeah, I mean, it's simple. Mwah. It just transforms those two ingredients into something so much more than the sum of its parts.
And, I mean, it smells great.
Sure.
Grilling cheese.
Okay, look, it's probably not the thing I'd most lean into for Grilled Cheese Day.
No, but it does smell nice, and apparently some people love it. So much, in fact, that Kraft is releasing a grilled cheese-inspired incense for National Grilled Cheese Day. So my question is, how much do you love grilled cheese? That much?
Maybe. I mean, I know KFC was selling like Yuletide logs. You know, like that were like things you could burn on the fire that smelt like KFC.
And Crocs that smelt like KFC. I don't know who wants their feet to smell like KFC.
Oh, that's too much.
Yeah,
too
disgusting.
Much.
Anyway, your whole home could just smell like this.
It's 2 weeks from April 1st, so clearly.
Yeah, it's not a joke.
We're not mucking around here.
No. So apparently you can win yourself some cheese scents is what Kraft is calling it. You need to send out a tweet, apparently. Breathe cheesy or sweepstakes from until today, in fact. So today's your last chance to win. There's only 1,000 cheese scent sticks up for grabs, though. Right. So if you really love your grilled cheese, you know where to go.
At least, I guess if you win it, at least you haven't forked out money for it. So
exactly, you know, right.
If it's terrible, it all works out pretty even in the end, doesn't it? What's your least favourite?
Probably the old gold.
Oh, gold.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's dark. Forgotten about. I feel like there's only one or two in a box.
Yeah, there's
and
not
they
many
are
many.
Always left over. You're like, oh, I forgot about that.
All right. So,
yeah, not my cup of tea.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Today, we've been stealing someone else's idea, news.com.au.
What's new, though?
Well, it's what radio is all about.
What we do every day.
Yeah, it's not stealing. It's flattery. It's flattery.
It is.
Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery.
Exactly,
well,
right.
Look, I've tweaked it anyway. News.com been asking people what the best item is in a box of Cadbury favourites. And I thought,
I feel like this is an age-old debate.
Well, it is. I mean, if it's not Cadbury, then it's, you know, the red tulip selection or it's the
Rose
Quality Street. Or yeah, it's one of those. Anyway, so out of Dairy Milk, Caramello Dream, Old Gold, Flake, Crunchy, Picnic, Boost, Morrow, Cherry Ripe or Turkish Delight. I want to know, because it'd be cool calling it favourites, which one's your least favourite?
The not so favourite.
So we've been polling everybody over the course of today, and perhaps not surprisingly, Turkish Delight clocked up 3 hates as the least favourite. I suppose it's a very, very controversial one.
It is. It is controversial. You either love it or you hate it. Myself and Malcolm Blight love them.
That's
so
right.
We'll take them.
But you and at least one other, not fans of the Picnic, which
Picnic.
I found very surprising.
Why,
how can
though?
People hate the nut? The nut's fantastic.
The nuts are dry. The nuts are dry and chewy.
Okay. Old Gold copped a couple of mentions. Malcolm Blight was not a fan of Boost because it gets stuck in your teeth.
His teeth come out when he eats them, and he's so frustrating.
So I said to him, it's a thing you notice as you get older. The sticky things get worse in your teeth.
Oh, okay.
Hey? Well, I don't know what that means. But anyway, you do hate the sticky things more as you age.
Oh, that reminds me of a story that our newsreader told us the other day about her child eating.
Right.
A landmine, shall I tell you, that was on the front lawn?
Oh, was it a dog landmine?
It was a doggy landmine, and the child ate it. Well, put it in his mouth, and I am scarred for life.
That's unpleasant. Did he spit it out?
Yeah. Oh, good. Yeah.
That's at least something's working.
I don't know if any was ingested.
And in similar territory to a dog landmine, in my opinion, the Morro, which I think is just basically just a cheap Mars bar.
It's on par. Would you rather eat a dog Morro?
97.3 Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
And now with entertainment news fueled by premium petroleum that cleans as it informs. Nikki Parkinson.
Thank you. The second Fast and Furious 9 trailer is here with more explosions and action than you've ever seen before. F9 stars the Fast favourites, including Vin Diesel and Michelle Rodriguez, with Oscar winners Helen Mirren and Charlize Theron also returning alongside John Cena and Cardi B.
Good Lord. That is a lineup.
I know. Here's the latest trailer.
I spent my entire life in your shadow. And now, you spend the rest of yours living in mine. We on the loose. Not today.
Really, duct tape?
You acting like we on our way to Home Depot.
Put it!
No tape!
Ah! I don't want to die!
Well, that sounds like the kind of movie it describes.
Yeah, so Fast and Furious 9 is out sometime this year. Hopefully you'll find out soon. Taylor Swift has released a duet of her song Exile with Bon Iver, I think we've discovered that he's called.
Looks like Bon Iver.
I thought it was Bon Iver. Anyway, here's the duet.
I think I've seen this film before, and I didn't like the ending. I'm not your problem anymore. So who am I offending now? You were my crown. Now I'm in exile, seeing you out.
Goodness.
Very deep, isn't it? This is a part of her concert film documentary, Folklore, The Long Pond Studio Sessions.
Right.
Lady Gaga is reportedly set to release a 2021 version of her song Free Woman as the next single from last year's album, Chromatica. So this is the album version.
I'm not nothing unless I know I can. I'm still something if I got a man. I'm a free woman.
So that's last year's version that she wants to redo.
Yes. So apparently the new version is, well, it's the same, but it's the 2021 version, it's been labelled, has been sent to French radio stations this morning, labelled the 2021 edit. The news comes as Japanese-British pop star Rina Sawayama teased that she has also collaborated with Gaga on a single for the Chromatica remix album. So it looks like she's remixed the whole album.
Right.
There might be a lot of new singles coming, so lots of Gaga on the horizon.
Watch this space.
Yes, and if you missed the news yesterday, Netflix has confirmed that Bridgerton has been renewed for season 3 and 4 before the season 2 filming has even begun.
Wow.
So if you love Bridgerton, you've got years ahead of you.
Nikki and DeMello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3 Coast FM.